And he is beyond explanation and the noise of words.
This noise of words is an expression, you understand it. Because when you do blah, 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 you say this is dam, dam. But you know what, where is it coming from? It's from dam. Dam is the breath. Dam, dam means breath to breath. Using the breath means talking and talking back and things like that. God is not this. God is not a subject to talk about. He's not the subject of even my soul touching you, so not even that. Different. Nothing is similar to that. Comparison, impossible. That's what he's trying to say. Here, suddenly, all these regrets that, oh, alas, alas, he says, all of this is because of that imagination of connecting, seeing the truth, and when you see the truth, you realize that the rest is nonsense. Only when you see that, you will understand that the rest is nonsense. That is the exception. Ghairat will be another expression for exception. You're talking about the rule that normally is like this. I'm saying, no, none of this. That exception. So that exception is him. That exception is love. You see, he doesn't differentiate really between love and God, because there is no difference over there. Love is the essence of God. He is the real lover in this universe, as far as we know. Because of all the givings, I'm not asking anything. And more than all of that is that it's a subject that we think about, and we think about, and the thought cannot go in. But there is a simple key. Open the heart, and everything is visible. When you open your heart, means passionately look at the subject of love, you realize that that's the only subject worth it to talk about, to think about, or to try for. Yes?
Oh, alas, would that my tears were an ocean, that they might be strewn as an offering to the fair charmer. My parrot, my clever-headed bird, the interpreter of my thought and inmost consciousness. She has told me from the first that I might remember it. Whatsoever should come to me is my allotted portion of right and wrong. The parrot, whose voice comes from inspiration and whose beginning was before the beginning of existence.
You see, the parrot means the thought of love. That's the way I know it, right? He says this parrot is the beginning, even before the beginning. And we remember that. What was before the beginning, Maru?
Before the beginning.
Before the beginning, what happened? Nothing. It was beautiful. And the beauty by itself, by its nature, jumped out. Means the beauty did the show off, so everything is. So it all started with what? It's beauty, which is
love.
The essence of love. I said, oh, this parrot is the beginning, even before the beginning, because the beginning is that jumping out and show off. Before that, this is the essence. This is what it was. Yes?
Can I ask, how are right and wrong in Persian?
Where is right and wrong?
So he just finished my allotted portion of right and wrong.
Yeah, this is something that he couldn't translate, even the Persian cannot do it for you. Because the word is very complicated. The word, it is something like this, that whatever someday he gave me or didn't give me. This is the first meaning. If you put it in front of a normal Persian god, they will say it like this. But the word dad, which means gave, means justice. And nadad, which means didn't give, means the opposite of justice, injustice. He said, whatever of just or injustice comes to me, this one told me from the beginning, then I remember it. You see how complicated it is? Playing with the word of just and unjust, at the same time having the meaning of giving and not giving. Because right from the beginning, right from the day that everything that looks just and unjust to me, this Arab knows. Therefore he will tell me, then I remember. Means, simply put, is this, that whenever I think about something just or something is unjust, who is doing this? My merchant. Just to me is something that is good to me, is beneficial to me, and if it is the opposite, is unjust. Here you will say, I realize it's not so. If I want to understand the just and unjust, I have to listen to this parrot. Because there is no just and unjust when it comes to love. Love is just, and absence of it is unjust, period. Because just to us, just is the truth for us, and the truth is hard. So you say, this parrot will change my judgment about justice and injustice. And this parrot knew it from the beginning. It means from the beginning of the existence, it was obvious that there is love as just and as the best. Something like that.
That parrot is hidden within thee. Thou hast seen the reflection of her upon this and that.
This is the point that we stop, because next time, inshallah, we have to come to this. This needs a lot of attention. Because here he uses one word, which is the dangerous word that a Muslim will hesitate, a believer will hesitate to use. Is wahy. You know what wahy is? Wahy is not inspiration. Inspiration is elham. Inspiration is something that could happen to me. Wahy is only for the Prophet. When God talks to the heart of the Prophet, we call it wahy.
Revelation.
Revelation, yes. Here, there should be the word revelation. And you see, it's dangerous if I say that. This little parrot of mine is singing, is full of revelation. So somehow I believe that I could be the one that God is talking to. I am the prophet. And you see what a dangerous subject is there. And Rumi later, when he proved everything, would say, you could be that one. God could talk to you. And we look at it and say, who would put a limitation to what he could do? If he decides to talk to you, is there any objection? Is there a problem with that? Who are the prophets? The guy that he chose before that, who were they? No one! To ask the prophet before receiving the message is no one, it's like us. When the message is there, suddenly this guy is not the guy. This guy is like a glass. We love good wine, so we don't look at the glass anymore. We call it the wine. And this is an argument which is a religious argument, and it has been around. And Rumi is the first one I have seen. that dares to really say it out loud, that you could be, in this movement, say, you could be that lucky glass.